She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
The weather will be changing soon enough. We're going to be moving from winter to spring. And personally, Andrea, woo-hoo, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. So here to help us is the fantastic David Pollack. He is a good friend of the show, and he knows everything there is to know about skincare. Hello, David.
Good morning or good afternoon, whatever it is. I'm getting lost for the time there, but how are you ladies doing?
We're good.
I'm excited about the season changing too, because being in Florida, it's been down in the 60s some nights, so finally we'll go back into the 80s.
Stop.
Well, you can't see my violin, my pretend violin that I took out and I'm playing right now, but really, we're based here on the East Coast, and it is like the amount of snow that we got this year is just incredible, and it's so cold, so I'd rather be in Florida with 60-degree weather, I have to tell you.
So what are some things, David, to keep in mind when we're moving from winter to spring for our skin?
You know, that's a great question, because in the winter months, especially for those that live up north where you have the snow, you've got the dry air from the heater running all the time, and a lot of people tend to use heavier creams. But those creams contain different oils and different occlusive agents, which simply just, they don't allow the skin to breathe. They block in the moisture, and that's all they really do. And that's okay in the winter months. But now that we're getting into the springtime, the weather is nice, I kind of want to do like a deep clean would be step one. I talk about exfoliation. I think you should do it every day, a light exfoliator. But this, if you don't do it all the time, this is definitely a key reminder to exfoliate the skin deeply. Use a rough exfoliator to get rid of all the dead skin cells. Allow the skin to breathe and kind of breathe in the new air. And that would be step one. I've got a couple steps we'll keep going. But how often do you exfoliate?
You know, funny enough, yeah, I was just going to ask you, because I remember trying to exfoliate. Now, I'm guessing there's a difference between our body and our face, right? So when you exfoliate your body, you would use something different than what you would use for your face. Because I remember a long time ago, a dermatologist told me to exfoliate my face, and I did. And then I found that I had like some blood vessels. I guess I had popped some blood vessels around my nose. So what is safe to use on your face versus what you would use on your body?
You know, years ago, what was popular is the crushed walnut and crushed almond and all these large grains. And that's perfect for the heels, the knees, the elbows, the rough skin on our bodies. But on our face, we started using those in the 70s and 80s, but they were irritating skin like you experienced. And then came along polyethylene beads, these round beads that wouldn't irritate the skin, but they're plastic. And actually, one state has already made it illegal. Another one is about to, because it ends up in our environment and causes all kinds of problems. So you want to look for gentler tight beads. Me, what I formulate, I use purifying rice and jojoba beads that under pressure don't allow you to over exfoliate. They'll break down. And so that's what you want to use, is something that's a gentler for the skin. You don't want those large, sharp exfoliating grains. So again, like a purifying rice or jojoba beads would be my choice. If it's gentle enough, you can then do it daily without having a problem.
So these polyethylene beads, that's very interesting, because I don't think I've ever seen those myself. Are they found? They're found in...
You have. You have and don't know it.
Okay, so tell me. Okay.
But you don't know it. It became so popular. There were so many exfoliating cleansers out there and so many exfoliators out there with different color beads that made them very beautiful looking. Some were gentler on the skin, they claimed. And you got to look at the label. As you do with foods, and you talk to us about the Scary 7, a lot of people don't flip their beauty products and look what's in it. Polyethylene beads are plastic, and that's what ends up washing down the drain and into our environment system. And so that's what we're trying to get away from. But you'd be surprised how many products use the polyethylene beads.
That is surprising. Now, I use your line, and it does have the gentle exfoliator, but once a week I do like to use something heavier. So what do you recommend that can be a heavier exfoliator that doesn't have is it maybe a sugar or a salt scrub or something?
You know, I would go with sugar more than salt. It depends on the grain of salt. Instantly in my mind was a DIY type of thing where you could make your own sea salt scrub, and that's too large of a grain. So I'd rather see like a sugar or a table salt, because they're, you know, it's a smaller type grain. I did a product called a foaming bamboo, where it's crushed bamboo. But things that are going to be of a smaller bead, and you want to gently exfoliate. But you mentioned you're using our purifying rice face wash, and you know, that is been so, so popular, but that could be used every day, and you really wouldn't need anything beyond it. If you need additional exfoliation, use a serum, because really, let's jump to step two in preparing your skin for spring. Exfoliate, cleanse your skin every day. I like to tie it together because a time saver, so a face wash with a light exfoliator. But step two is a serum. And this is important to go on before your moisturizer, because serums are lightweight. They're loaded. I mean, they're jam-packed with targeted solutions, whether it's a peptide to promote collagen production and firming of the skin, whether it's something to increase skin hydration, like high in hyaluronic acid, or maybe it's a peel. I do enzyme peels or a wild durian peel, as you know, I work with a lot. And so that's the type of thing you'd want to do to give you like a leave-on chemical peel that won't irritate the skin. But you could do that a couple drops and do it at night before bed or before applying your moisturizer and going to bed. And that's all you need. So you don't really need a large grain exfoliator for the face.
What about for teenagers, like tweens and teenagers who are starting to break out and get pimples on their face, or even some adults who have adult acne? What are some good skincare regimes or routines that they could use in their daily activity? Now, we know that some of it can be tied into the food they're eating, but what about from an external point of view?
Yeah, no, and I chuckle because my son just turned 20, and I got him through the teen years without having all the problems I had as a teen. And the way I did it is doing exactly what we just talked about, is I had him using our wild durian, which is using the enzymes from it, but it's a peel. It's a leave-on peel. Put a couple drops on at night, leave it on. What it's going to do is unclog the pores, help get rid of the bacteria, help cleanse the skin, and instantly they're getting rid of the acne. Great also for adults, a couple days a week, so you're getting exfoliation, you're minimizing pores, and you're helping fight that. Wow, for teens, they'd want to use it every day. And I'm going to jump to the next thing real quick, because I know these segments are short. We run out of time. Is to make sure to use a lightweight moisturizer. This is for adults as we go into the spring, but great for teens year-round. Don't use those heavy moisturizers with all these oils. Use a gel cream. This is a new technology where gel creams, they look like a cream but feel like a gel. But they go on. They'll hydrate the skin better. They don't have to do it by locking in moisture. They do it they lock in moisture. They don't do it by blocking in moisture, and there's a difference. One is by attracting it from the air, like with a hyaluronic acid, it'll draw moisture in and bind it to the skin cells, where oils just are occlusive. So use a gel cream so it won't clog the pores, hydrates the skin, and can be worn underneath makeup. And it's a new technology, so you don't have the acne problems. You don't have all the dulling of the skin, etc.
Well, I'm a big mask fan. Recently, I just bought some bentonite clay, and I mixed it with a little avocado and water. And so that way it wasn't quite as drying, and it made my skin feel super clean. It sucked out all yuck, but then it also felt soft. So that's a nice thing to do, too.
It is. Any type of mask, you know, as you get older, and I'm getting up there, but as we get older and have drier skin, you can use hydrating masks. But as we go into spring and summer, for those with acne, a couple times a week to use a clay mask will definitely draw out the impurities, clarify the skin, etc. So I think it's a great idea, whether you do a DIY one or look for one made on the shelf. Definitely something that should be sitting in your bathroom right now is some sort of a clay type of mask.
So just really quickly, so Lisa, what you did is you just you mashed one avocado, and then you put a tablespoon of bentonite clay. How
I
did
just,
you do
yeah,
it?
I took like a quarter of an avocado, and then I took a little bit of the bentonite clay powder and put some water and mixed it all together and put it on my skin, and it felt awesome. It was really nice.
That's very good information.
The biggest thing is avoid the toxic chemicals. Like, you've got the scary 7 in food. We've got the toxic 10 or 10 ingredients that I say avoid each time in any of your beauty products. And they can download my report free at my website. Just go to justaskdavid.com and take that list with you shopping.
I love it, David. And you just said the website for me, so I don't even have to say it right now. So thank you. Thanks for being on our show, David, as always.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis, who you just heard. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.